Meanwhile, the Chief Justice, Georgina Theodora Wood, has called on politicians to have faith in the judiciary to dispense justice in election adjudication cases in a timely manner. She said this is critical in ensuring that political forces do not first resort to wrong or inhuman approach to the resolution of electoral differences and disputes. The Chief Justice said the judiciary is committed to safeguarding and protecting the electoral rights of individuals based on their fundamental human rights. She made the remarks at the annual Chief Justice's Forum in Accra, which focused on the judiciary and election 2016. A report by Beatrice Opong.
Chief Justice Georgina Wood says disputes will remain an inevitable feature of elections, irrespective of efforts at perfecting the electoral process. She noted that elections within the continent have been characterized by disagreements, which often lead to loss of lives and property. This, she said, is unjustifiable and not a viable option. The Chief Justice also entreated the judiciary to conduct their duties in the national interest in order not to disrupt the electoral calendar.
The fact remains, though, that disputes would remain an inevitable feature of the process, regardless of our best efforts at perfecting the electoral process. Elections in our part of the world, unfortunately, have not been limited to a contest of strategic ideas at which political leaders are elected. It is often not without vigorous disagreements that, unfortunately, have often led to loss of limbs or, in extreme cases, loss of life and destruction of property. But election violence is not justified. It does not in any way, by any stretch of imagination, qualify as a viable option. However, faith in the judiciary to do substantial justice in a timely fashion is essential to assure all stakeholders that their first recourse should never be a wrong, criminal, and heartlessly inhuman approach to the resolution of differences or disputes. And this is where I would like to assure our people that the judiciary has the men and women who are committed to safeguarding and protecting their electoral rights, rights which are clearly based on the fundamental rights of the individual. Ghanaians expect and truly deserve a smooth, timely, and successful resolution of electoral disputes that will mark the acceptance of results and a full expression of the sovereign will of the people. Let me reiterate that it calls for collaboration and cooperation among all stakeholders.
A justice of the Supreme Court, Justice Jones Doche, said election adjudication in the country is undergoing reforms to ensure that cases are expedited. He also mentioned that some judges have been specially designated across the country to hear electoral disputes in a timely manner.
As we go to the election, we wish to assure the good people of Ghana that we shall deal with cases which are filed before the court expeditiously, bearing in mind the fact that issues standing on elections need to be quickly resolved. But in order to achieve this, it counts on the cooperation of the parties and their lawyers, who must appreciate and understand that cases relating to elections must be given priority over other cases. As part of our preparation, particular judges have been designated all over the country to try electoral disputes in order to resolve the many cases which continue to be filed, so that the election calendar might not be adversely affected. Judges who have been appointed to handle such cases have been sufficiently sensitized and have the consciousness to approach such cases with expedition and circumspection and be truly in charge of the course of the proceedings in order to decide them within a reasonable time. If the accusation that the judiciary is overly politicized, something to be treated lightly, do the men and women of the bench have the nerve to address the issues of the electoral malpractices? Will the citizens of the country rally around a member of the bench who seeks to uphold justice when he or she is victimized by the powers that be as a result of that? I'm still quoting.
The forum was attended by the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, judges, political leaders, election observers, and other interest organizations.
Beatrice Opong filed that report.